truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The Western Star 4700 will enter 2019 with a number of enhancements that are designed to make the popular offering more efficient, safer and more comfortable. Unveiled by Western Star Trucks parent Daimler Trucks in the US, one of the biggest changes to the 4700, in North America at least, will be the availability of the Cummins X12 engine. Coming into the model for the first time, Daimler tell us the 500 horsepower, 2300 newton meter Cummins power plant is up to 270 kilograms lighter than comparable 10 to 13 litre engines. There will also be the availability with the engine of front and rear PTOs. The Western Star 4700 upgrade also brings the availability of the Detroit D12 automated manual transmission to Detroit diesel powered vehicles. An upgraded electrical system also features, as well as a new look interior, and there's new driver assist technology too, including autonomous emergency braking and lane departure warning. No word yet on when we might see the updated Western Star Trucks 4700 in Australia. We'll keep you updated though. The World Economic Forum is meeting in Switzerland with world leaders from government and business looking at ways of tackling some of the world's biggest challenges. 14 major challenges have been targeted by the WEF and are on the agenda. Some trace right back to the topic that interests us the most, road transport. The delegates are looking to find strategies to help improve practices and technologies around energy, mobility, advanced manufacturing and production. But diesel advocates, the Diesel Technology Forum, say the leaders don't need to look further than the tried and tested to find most of the answers they're looking for. Head of the forum, Alan Schaefer, says achieving forward progress on these issues can happen hand-in-hand with diesel power. He says diesel technology is rapidly transformed, now resulting in near-zero emissions, even greater fuel efficiency and more power density. He says rapidly deploying this generation of diesel technologies to developing countries and dramatically increasing the world's use of advanced renewable biodiesel fuels can yield important societal benefits in the form of cleaner air and lower greenhouse gas emissions in the near term. Any thought that the Renault Trucks brand might be absorbed into one of Volvo Group's other truck brands looks to be off the mark with the announcement of a new Renault Trucks R&D centre. The new $52 million centre will cover over 11,000 square metres and will be built in France. Set to open in the first half of 2021, Renault Trucks tell us the facility will be the Volvo Group's second largest research and development centre. They say the centre will work hand-in-hand with partners from other divisions of the Volvo Group to prepare the brand for innovations and bring the company's expertise together in one place under the best possible conditions. More than 1,000 people will work in the new three-storey Renault Trucks R&D centre. The Australian Trucking Association has welcomed new truck rest area guidelines released by Ausroads. And the industry body has thanked Ausroads for listening to concerns and recommendations raised in consultations during the guideline drafting process. The report has addressed several key issues, including acknowledging the link between fatigue management and rest area frequency, driver security, the need for bays on level ground and separated from noisy areas to promote sleep, and the need for female drivers to have separate bathroom facilities. The ATA CEO, Ben Maguire, said the industry body had pushed hard for a number of changes. They're pleased to see positive progress and improved standards for our hard-working truck drivers. The federal opposition is promising a $1 billion investment in hydrogen technology and infrastructure. Announced by Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler, the commitment could have an impact on road transport, in particular, enticing truck manufacturers to bring hydrogen-powered models to Australia. Daimler, Nikola Motors, Hyundai, Iveco and Toyota are all advocates of the benefits of hydrogen power and are either producing or planning to produce hydrogen-powered trucks and buses. Under Labor's plan, hydrogen production facilities would be established in Gladstone in Queensland and Newcastle in New South Wales, with about 16,000 jobs created. The plants would use renewable energy to electrolyse water and separate hydrogen from oxygen, but there was no word on any investment in hydrogen refuelling facilities for vehicles, an issue considered a major stumbling block in the way of hydrogen power. Regardless, hydrogen advocates, Hydrogen Mobility Australia, welcome the commitment. The CEO Claire Johnson saying hydrogen is recognised globally as central to the world's energy transition and Australia could play a significant role in its development. We'll keep you updated with further details on hydrogen power for trucks and buses as additional info comes to hand. Just under a total of 7,000 Hino 300 series light-duty trucks sold in Australia are involved in the global Takata airbag recall. An updated list of Hino vehicles affected by Takata has been released, with the action being overseen by the ACCC. You can check to see if your Hino 300 series is involved in the Takata airbag recalls, with all VIN numbers published at heavyvehicles.com.au. Australia is slowly coming around to the benefits of electric propulsion for city buses. However, momentum appears to be much slower than many other parts of the world. Operators in Europe, China, North America, and the UK have enthusiastically embraced electric buses. Now the shift away from diesel is on even in the oil-rich Middle East. Locally, Adelaide and the ACT are leading the way on electric bus trials and operations, and Scania is trialling a hybrid city bus. But we're seemingly years behind some of the world's biggest cities. Abu Dhabi, a city of nearly 3 million people, is now home to the latest fully electric passenger bus service, the result of a partnership between the Department of Transport, bus manufacturer Hafele Industry, and electrical component manufacturer Siemens. The service includes 6 stops between a major shopping mall and the city centre. They tell us the 30-seat bus has been designed to withstand the heat and humidity of the United Arab Emirates climate and has a range of 150 Ks per battery charge. The Hafele name may be familiar to some in the Australian bus industry. The manufacturer has previously supplied low-floor city buses to Melbourne.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Keep up to date with all the latest truck and bus news at heavyvehicles.com.au. Truck and bus reviews, industry news, podcasts, interviews, owner testimonials, and opinion can all be found at Heavy Vehicles. Heavy Vehicles also covers the big topics: electrification, road safety, autonomous truck and bus technology, and the global driver shortage, to name just a few. And read more about ride-sharing type services making their way into the Australian road transport industry. Check it out today, heavyvehicles.com.au.